Hey everybody.
Welcome to the Love for Food Pod, that's what it's called. Okay, friends, I'm gonna get right down to it because I'm a little trepidatious about today's low effort food, and I feel like if I talk about it too much, I might lose my nerve for this one. I have in front of me a mug of sorts. This is possibly, I'd say, my second favorite mug. And crap. Hold on. There's a little coffee ground that got I poured. Gosh, this is gonna be the worst. Get out of there. Okay. This mug is made of plastic, and I love that because that means that it's pretty hard to destroy on accident, which is always my worst fear with anything that's ceramic and glass. I'm not really a fan, unless it's like really heavy ceramic. So yeah, this is like my second favorite mug, and it is styled after the fashion of a mason jar. On one side, it's got some sort of fruits. On the middle side, it's got some lines that they don't have any numbers on them, but presumably the lines mean something. And then on the other side, it says Aladdin with a little registered mark, and then Mason. And then on the final side, we have the handle. On the top, there's some sort of screwing mechanism. I don't think that I have a lid that goes on top of this. Anyway, I put into the mug some whole milk. Covers maybe the bottom third of this. And due to an unfortunate post in the Milk In It chat, I'm about to put into the mug another third of liquid. This is a Coca-Cola original taste. 12 fluid ounces, 355 mils, 140 calories per can. So this is official Coke brand Coke. Normally I would drink an off-brand cola. But whatever. Today we have official Coke, and I'm gonna pour a little bit of this Coke into this milk. And we're gonna have some cocoa milk. So I don't have a measurer to make sure that I get it any particular amount, but I'm going for 50-50. So we're just gonna see how this goes. Oh, that. Oh, now it's foaming up at the top. Okay. You know how sodas foam a bit when you pour them? We got foamy cola. Oof. Yeah, there's a big layer of foamy cola, but because of the milkiness, the bubbles aren't quite popping quickly, so we're just keeping like a beer head type foam just sitting on top of this. Let's just have a quick reminder of actual Coke flavor. Okay. Now this was just sitting in like a pack of 12 cans like you do. It was just sitting out on the floor of the food storage area. So it's not cold. The milk was cold. The milk was properly being kept in the fridge. So we have a combination of cold and room temperature being put together here. And we have some cola whole milk. Guess it's time to take a sip. Okay. First thing I'm noticing. Okay. Ooh, okay. All right. I think I'm gonna have a second sip before I make any conclusions. Okay. Milk should not be carbonated. Ooh, that's my first conclusion. Oh, I think we can definitively say that one. Milk and carbonation, that's a no-go. Now, okay. Let's start writing down some numbers. The milkiness rating. I'm not entirely sure what I'm drinking here. Like, as I drink it, it's kind of like, I wouldn't. I mean, normally whole milk is kind of the iconic milkiness, but I feel like the carbonation of the cola has taken away so much, and sort of the caramely flavor of the cola has diverted us so sharply from a whole milk essence. So the milkiness of this cola milk, it's still, I can still tell that milk is in it. I'm gonna go with a 19. And then I don't even, frick, I gotta open up. I wrote down the categories. Yeah, here we go. Milkiness 19. Now, tastiness is apparently the next element. Oh, I'm gonna let's have another drink just for confirmation. Okay. Yeah, I think we can go with an 11 on the tastiness scale. There are certainly worse tastes, but I'm not interested in any of those tastes, I'll tell you that. The creativity. Fundamentally, we can give it points for. I saw this. There was a picture of a Pepsi milk, I believe it was posted as. Let's Yeah, Brian posted a picture of Pilk, which is Pepsi and milk. And this is a Coke and milk, not quite the same. I think that this actually, Pepsi and milk actually would have a higher creativity, I believe, than a Coke and milk, simply because Pepsi has a smaller mind share these days than a Coke does. I guess they're not spending enough advertising dollars or something. As to the overall idea of a soda being put into milk, you know, the more drinks of this that I have, the more that I would say that it tastes kind of like the leftovers of a root beer float that's been sitting out too long and like everything is just melted together into. Just like a tray full of slush. And in that light, you know, root beer float, not very creative. Everyone's heard of it. Now, normally a root beer float has vanilla ice cream instead of whole milk, and it has root beer, of course, instead of Pepsi or Coke. So we've got some variation there. I think the creativity. 68. That's how it is. Now the value. This is just a little bit of whole milk and one can of cola. Can of cola is gonna run you, well, in a 12 pack, it's like $5 for a 12 pack. So a single can is like a quarter or something? No, that would be a 20 pack. It's like 50 cents. We don't deal in fractions of a quarter here. So it's like 50 cents for the Coke and the milk, a few dollars for a gallon of milk, a little pour of that, maybe say another 50 cents. So it's actually, we're getting this Frankenstein of a drink for basically a dollar. And in that sense, the value is high. But now, would I ever spend this dollar for non-experimental purposes? No. And I think that value has to be not purely a factor. It's not purely based on, like quantity per dollar. But, like, how good do you feel about spending however much they made you spend? I think that's the essence of a value score. And in this sense, I'm going to give it a value of 2. Gestalt. Keeping in mind that gestalt means, like, not exactly smoothness, but, like, drinkability is, I believe, the original term for gestalt. And, like, how much do you want to drink more of it? And I'm just going to have another sip just to be sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's a gestalt of 2. Now, the Zeitgeist. This one's difficult to say. Because normally Zeitgeist means packaging or, like, presentation or sort of mind share. How much does it grab you? How much does it get into you? And this doesn't have any official packaging. But we can kind of look at the standard whole milk jug. I think I have Dairy Gold whole milk. And the jug itself of this particular whole milk that I have, it's a pretty sleek looking jug. It looks like a jug of the future. Certainly is fancier than the kind of milk jug that you would have got, you know, 5-10 years ago. And the Coca-Cola can, it's just got the standard Coca-Cola logo. It says original taste, red with white lettering. Very basic, very simple, minimal type of design. So if we look at those two products that we've used to make our Coke milk, we could say that the Zeitgeist is doing well. And then also I would like us to consider that the photo that Brian posted, it had the Coke or the Pepsi milk, the Pilk, was set between the jug of milk and the 2 liter of Pepsi that they had used. So that, like, you have this sort of mysterious brown liquid, but you see the milk on the side and the Pepsi on the other side, and you immediately know what vile thing has happened to make these products come together. And you have a gut feeling in your heart. That's right, friends. You look at it, and you know something is wrong in the world. And not just the things that you previously thought were wrong. You know that a new thing is wrong with the world. So, I'm actually going to give it a very high Zeitgeist score. Because it's not... I mean, Zeitgeist, as used in modern English, is like in the popular consciousness. And it's not a thing that's in the popular consciousness, but it is a thing that is in your head. Like, I'm not going to forget about this Coke milk now that I know about it. So I don't think we can go too high in the Zeitgeist, but we can go pretty high. I feel like 78 is the correct score here. I have sipped about a third, I think, of however much combination we originally had. And I just don't feel good finishing the rest of what we have here. I'm gonna wash this down with just the can of Coke. Oh, that is so much better. Oh, dear friends. Okay. So yeah, that's I think that's it for our episode today. I recommend do not consume Coke milk. And just drink normal Coke. Or drink normal milk, but just please don't mix these things. That's all for this episode. Bye.